The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Another week Friday. This was another big news day, and if you are busy like many of you are, wherever you are, and you have the time, just stop by at rents.com and look at Rents News. Just read the headlines, and you'll come away informed. If you find something you want to explore further, just click and read. The headlines do tell the story, and I've always tried my best to make them as succinct and informative at the same time as I could. Tons going on. The stupid waste of money Mueller report is done and turned in. No more indictments are expected. At least that's the word from the Mueller camp. There are a lot of things to talk about tonight, and we have the chance again to spend some time with Dean Henderson once a month to do just that. Dean, welcome back. How are you? And how's everything in the Great Ozarks?
I'm good, Jeff. Everything's pretty okay here, considering, you know, the bigger outside world.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had pretty normal, holding our own, you know, like that. But how about out your way?
It's all relative. The state of Oregon is leaning heavily left, has been for a long time. Not because of the people living in the small to medium towns. It's Portland. A lot of LA moved up there, big money. They're locked into the Agenda 21 program heavily. Eastern Oregon, beautiful, more arid. The Northwest is a wonderful place. However, we are living in a country now that is headed in the wrong direction. And I don't know that we have the ability to turn it around. All we can do is try. We've talked about this forever. But what I want to mention here is the internet. The internet is a privately owned business, owned by the very people that we all now understand control and have constructed society politically, economically, culturally, to suit their money-making agenda. The internet now is being used to circumvent the Constitution of the United States of America. They have set up the ultimate communications platform. They have the legal right to censor and to cut anybody off. They call it deplatforming. You can call it spaying and neutering. You can call it vanishing. I don't care. Too much power. Too much power. It's not unlike you having a telephone company account. What you do with your phone number on your dime is your business. It's a private company. So is the internet. But there are two different sets of protocols here. For some reason, as we know, the phone company can't cut off your phone number if they don't like what you're saying. But they sure can do that on the internet. Now, doesn't that suggest, and I hate regulation, but there might be something here legally that ought to be imposed on the internet, because they do, in fact, have a complete control grid on everything in terms of the internet. It's more than a monopoly, and it ought to come under some kind of antitrust. But I think we know that's very unlikely to happen. Anyway, enough of me. What's up? What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
no, good one. I mean, everything you said is true. And, you know, it's the internet, full spectrum dominance. I mean, it's the same global oligarchy that's been controlling us. And they did a fine job of it with TV for a long time. And,
Oh, yeah.
You know, they owned all the newspapers, and they increasingly own all the newspapers. The concentration in the media is continuing. And now they got the internet, and first it was cookies and cream, and everything was lovely, and information and all this. And then you realize, well, the information is being sucked from you and given to the bad guys. And now that that's accomplished and everybody's in, so they'll just start censoring the hell out of it. And it's really, you know, you just have to, I mean, DARPA created the thing, and, you know, this is their dream, data, you know. It's just it's all about data. It's all about, you know, it's the new gold. It's the new oil. It's the new water.
Well said.
For these people. Mammon, you know, and it comes from the same people who it always comes from, which is the crown. And the crown is running the show. They're directing our military. They're doing the contract. They have the contracts for security over our military. And I mean the Queen of England and the Venetian oligarchs, the Venetian bankers who moved to London, now they're the City of London. They own it. And wrote a column this week, I think he got, Jeff, it's called Who's Behind the 5G Call of Humanity.
You bet. Yeah.
When I finished that article, I don't ever feel this way, but I just felt really sick. And I got most of the information on this from the company's website. It's a company called Serco. And Serco is the biggest company you've never heard of. And these guys, you know, started out as the RCA Corporation in 1929, the same year the Depression started, which is kind of interesting, since these guys were very much involved with crashing it and, you know, taking the swag and leaving everybody high and dry over here. And then, RCA was into radar and sonar. They were at the forefront of all that stuff. And that's where all this comes from. That's where all the electromagnetic frequency stuff, the weaponry, the internet, which is also a weapon. The 5G is definitely a weapon. It's a kill weapon. And all this stuff came from RCA. RCA was involved with the Kennedy assassination big time. David Sarnoff was, basically a British intelligence cutout. And they assassinated Kennedy. British intelligence did. James Intrepid Stevenson, Sir James Intrepid Stevenson, sorry. A company called Brinco. They always do this co thing when it's a co company at the end. So this other company now is called Serco, but it came out of RCA. And they also do Urinco, and that's the company where the Clinton Foundation, the Highlands Group, smuggled all this uranium out. Robert Mueller was part of that, where they actually gave our uranium to the crown, to the City of London. That's right, to the Queen. Our uranium, this processing plant they set up in Eunice, New Mexico. And again, the whole thing with Mueller, it's just a crock, because the real power behind this last election was not the Russians, it was the British crown. And
all misdirection. All of it.
All misdirection. It's all misdirection. And of course, you know, the crown hates the Russians, the crown hates us, so what do? They put us at each other's throats. And that's what they're trying to accomplish here. And it seems like it's worked, because Trump was whipped into line, and now look at his foreign policy. It's horrible. I mean, to recognize the Golan Heights now and all this crazy stuff in Venezuela. But anyways, you know, there was this this HP scientist, Richard Walker, in 1999, he was granted a patent for the Internet of Everything, and this is what we know as 5G. And he was fed all this technology by Lockheed Martin and IBM. Lockheed Martin is a crown agent. It's not an American company. It's a British company. It's a crown company. Some of the technology also came from British Aerospace, BAE, which is the second largest defense contractor in the world, also a crown company. The Queen owns a golden share.
In the world. So, huge.
In the world. Yeah. All the guns, all the wars, everything comes from these people. So this technology came from these people because it was a battlefield weapon. 5G was a battlefield weapon. It's being used. It's been used for a long time. So anyway, HP spun off Agilent Technologies and Walker.
What was that? Agilent?
Agilent, yeah. Uh-huh. Agilent Technologies. Uh-huh. And every single patent pertaining to 5G now has been mysteriously absorbed by Agilent, whether it's surveillance, cybernetics, genetic engineering, microchipping, wetworks, all the crazy stuff. And the thing is, Serco has the contract to basically run our patent office right now. And they do. And just go to their website. They're bragging about it. Go to Serco's website. Everybody needs to go to Serco PLC
website.
Just they even got a YouTube thing where it just runs you through the whole history of this stuff.
Say, how do you spell Serco? How do you spell Serco?
S-E-R-C-O. S-E-R-C-O. All capital letters.
S-E-R-C-O. Serco.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right. And they're also close to GE. GE was the one. They were very involved with the Promise software, you know, with the whole thing with Danny Casolaro.
Oh, yeah. Poor Danny.
And, yeah. And so GE sold everything they had. They pretty much gutted out. And this is also another crown agent company. They came out of RCA Corporation as well. And they were, you know, this is going back to Thomas Edison and all this stuff, GE, Marconi, the Telegraph, all this stuff. It's always come from there. And they're all part of Crown Agents USA Incorporated, all these companies, Lockheed Martin, GE, Serco, BAE. And the Queen owns, the golden share in these companies. So they took over with Lockheed Martin, they took over all their master atomic weapons site in the UK in 2000. And then they took over, they controlled 2/3 of the British Atomic Weapons Establishment, mm-hmm. AWE.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they run all kinds of stuff. They run prisons in Australia, New Zealand. They run driver's license offices. They have prisoner and criminal records information. They have vaccination records. They get the contracts to all this stuff to where it puts them in a position to do us damage and to hold, you know, to basically hold things over people, conceal things. They also have the contracts for our military. Every single branch of the military, they have a security contract with them to, you know. So they're in this position where they have the, you know, all the sensitive information, and they can manipulate that information, withhold that information. $15 to $20 billion a year in government contracts. They're given these contracts by senior executive services members, SES, and these are crown agents in the U.S. government who have been just appointed, and after 1 year they can't be fired. And people like Mueller.
They have life tenure after 1 year.
Yep, after 1 year. And they are just doling out these contracts to Serco and, of course, to Lockheed Martin because they're the biggest defense contractor. You know, that means they get the contracts from the U.S. government. And, of course, GE gets a ton of contracts. BAE gets a ton of contracts. But 75% of Serco's contracts are with the Defense Department. And they got offices in Guernsey, Jersey, Cayman Islands, so they can basically launder drug money. They own 63 air traffic control tower contracts in this country. They run parking meters, buses, trains, OPIC loans, USAID shipments. They own the entire airspace in the Gulf, in the GCC countries like Dubai. So,
they bought the airspace.
Yep. They got the contracts for all these countries. Plus, they took over the Iraqi Aviation Authority after that war.
Think about that. Hold on. This is fascinating. You can't drive crime on the roads into these countries, but you buy the airspace and the roads are just elevated 5,000 feet and you drive them in that way. How wild.
That's right. And it's just all stealth and it's all under the radar, but it's actually happening according to their own website. And, you know, they, like, for example, they got the contract in the 80s to maintain London streetlights, is what they call it. So if you're going to put streetlights up with new LED lights with 5G, and then you're also going to have a surveillance grid, where do you start? You start with the streetlight.
Uh-huh.
So Caesar goes on top of all this stuff, and what happened was, well, you know, we're part of the Five Eyes Alliance, okay? So, you know, mostly they work in those countries, but they also work in the GCC monarchies, which are puppets of the British crown. And also crowns themselves, right? Part of the crown. The crown is, you know, the crown is a general word for, you know, the old crowns of Europe. And it's beyond the British crown. It's all the old Venetian oligarchs, the bankers who survived. Some are, you know, kings and queens now. Some aren't anymore, but they still have a lot of money. Also, Serco owns, Serco provides technical support for the CERN particle accelerator. Serco manages his transport systems for North District Hospital in Hong Kong, another major drug trafficking center.
Speaking of CERN, they're building the next one, and it's, if I remember, it's 60 times larger than this one. It's some enormous, gigantic leap in size. They're really dedicated to just blowing this planet up. So it's going to happen eventually. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's right. And yeah, it is. And yeah, they're in contact with some entities, I'm told, too.
Yep.
That are calling the shots, you know. But, and now here's another one. Serco, it dominates contracts from Homeland Security. Again, this is a crown agent company. The Queen of England has a golden share in Serco, okay? They're in charge, they've been put in charge of FEMA Region 9, which is you, Jeff. Alaska, Hawaii, the U.S. West Coast, which, you know, has recently just been, you know, pummeled with so-called natural disasters, right? And so if you're the contractor for FEMA Region 9 and there's a lot of natural disasters, guess what? You make a lot of money. So they got that. So they run the European meteorological satellites. They train U.S. firefighters in Afghanistan. They provide IT support for the EU Parliament. DNA databases, military records. You know, this is crazy. And then who runs it? Okay, so there's two British Knights Hospitality. Sir Roy Gardner is the chairman. He according to their own website, he quote handles relations with the city and major stakeholders. So that means City of London and Queen Elizabeth and her buddies. Then the CEO is Rupert Soames. This is Winston Churchill's grandson. And in 2010, he was awarded Officer of the Order of the British Empire. But wait a minute, I thought the British Empire didn't exist. Yeah.
Arrogance always trips him up.
You know, it's just right out in the open. And, you know, Monsanto, of course, is also close to the British crown, closely held. They're killing us with their glyphosates.
Well, now it's Bayer Monsanto, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the same crowd, though.
Same.
The same
exact
black
crowd.
Nobility.
Absolutely.
Because Bayer came out of EG Farben. That's the Nazi combine that got together with ExxonMobil to, you know, make the Zyklon B and other things. But, you know, and so, the, you know, and you got to remember, Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, said he wanted to reincarnate as a parasite so he could destroy humanity. Well, they're going to do it with 5G.
And he did say that, and Dean is not joking. He said that.
No, he said that. And people need to wake up because, you know, there's a lot of people talking about 5G. There's a lot of people now, and that's good. There's other people who are tying it into this depopulation plan. Not as many, but people like yourself, people like me, and some people, quite a few. But we have to identify the perpetrator, and I think this article does. And people need to read it, and people need to get on this, because if we're going to stop this, like, you can wrap yourself in tinfoil, you can, you know, do cleanses every other day, you can, you know, whatever, live your life in fear and blame yourself and self-flagellate and whatever. It's not going to work. The only way it's going to work is if we stop the 5G, and the only way we're going to stop the 5G is to find out who's behind it and to find out that it's, and to wake up to the idea that it's, you know, these are Luciferian sociopaths and this is a kill program. And it is. And so I just, it's so important right now. It's so important. It's always been the crown. And, you know, when I find out the same shit, you know, different day, and the crown's behind 5G, I'm just like, wow, we got to stop these people.
It's
you know, American.
So ugly. It's so disheartening. It really is. It's
disheartening.
Evil.
It's
Planet evil.
But it's, Yeah, but it's such a small group of people.
Hey, always the story. If we can get to the head of this 40-foot anaconda,
lop it off, whatever. All we gotta do is wake up. But you know, we're not gonna get anywhere until people, you know, wake up, and you know, people can go, ha ha ha, yeah, that's funny. It's the crown. That's funny. That sounds like crazy conspiracy. Just study it. Just check the footnotes. Just check their own websites. It's real. Okay, so grow up. You know, you're not in third grade anymore. You have to grow up. People have to grow up, and they have to accept reality. Reality, like what's really going on. It ain't pretty, but again, it's like a grizzly bear runs at you in the woods. You can either accept reality that that's happening, or you can die. You know, and that's the same thing here. You can accept that this is happening, as disheartening and as dark and as messed up as it is, or you can just die. You know, most of us are going to die if this continues to get rolled out, because this stuff is, it's killer. It's altering your DNA. It's altering your mind.
It's altering the DNA to the extent that it's actually controlling it. All right. It's reconfiguring people on the fly. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. And it's a weapon. And so, yeah, they're going in. Are you seeing any of that stuff out there yet?
5G?
Mm-hmm.
Not here yet. Las Vegas was a beta market. They had it there. Gary Holland went out, took pictures of it. He got sick when he got within 6 feet of the fence that kept people away from it. And he talked to one of the contractors who was doing the building of this whatever the hell it is that runs the tower, the brains of it. He said, I've never seen this stuff before. And this guy's a pro. He's, you know, 3G, 4G. He said, I've never seen any of this stuff before. I don't even know how it works. They tell us how to put it in. That's all I know. And they're getting ready, Verizon, to roll it out in Minneapolis and one other city now. I mean, roll it out. It's there, okay?
It's there. My nephew's in Minneapolis in January, and he saw some towers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I guess they're maybe when they weren't running up yet, but they were there already. They were there.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard Denver, too, and Austin, Texas. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy stuff, and you know, it's just they really do look at us just like useless eaters.
Okay, not even hardly Kleenex in a box. They couldn't care less. Human life means less than nothing to them. Please understand that. And if you didn't learn that by studying World War II, 100 million plus slaughtered, you're not going to get it. Human life means nothing to them, but everything to us. And that's how they have us. It's called massive, the most evil psychopathology you can imagine is being used to control this planet.
Probably not human.
Probably not. Back in a minute. Okay, let's get right back to our conversation with Dean. I got an email this morning forwarded. It was sent to a lot of people by Mike Adams. And I'm going to just read a little bit of this to you. It's very important. It underscores what I said at the beginning of the program about the power of this communications matrix we're in. And I mean, social media is probably the crown jewel there as far as public consumption goes. This I got from somebody who picked it up from Adams. His website is called Bright Eon, E-O-N, brighteon.com. It's a video platform. It is now under, as he writes, extreme threat from internet infrastructure providers. He's been forced to delete all New Zealand shooting videos, essentially at gunpoint, in quotes, by the globalist controllers of the net. This is now the direct release from Natural News. This is an emergency alert concerning brighteon.com, the free speech video platform alternative to YouTube. I'm writing this at 12:45 a.m. March 21st. The Bright Eon platform is now under extreme threat by upstream infrastructure providers over users posting footage of the New Zealand Christchurch shooting. We are being threatened to remove all the videos or face complete annihilation online, starting with being deplatformed from infrastructure providers, followed by legal action from none other than the nation of Australia, not even New Zealand itself, but Australia, and its Office of Safety Commissioner. We anticipated this exact scenario many months ago, and we have been feverishly building alternative internal infrastructure to eliminate any dependencies on upstream infrastructure providers, to the extent that such a configuration is possible. However, we are still several months away from completion of that build-out phase. Sadly, over the next few hours, we are being forced, essentially, at gunpoint, in quotes, the irony being completely lost on the fascists who now control the net, to delete all videos containing footage of the New Zealand shooting. If we refuse to take this action, then all the videos on Bright Eon will essentially be, the entire website will be annihilated. Make no mistake, we are facing extreme online fascism, censorship, and authoritarian speech police who are exploiting the New Zealand operation to roll out a totalitarian police state across the internet. The excuse we are being given is that hosting or sharing the videos is, quote, promoting violence, an absurd claim on its face. If videos that depict violence are so harmful to the public, then why did the entire mainstream media play the 9/11 Twin Towers attack videos a million times over, burning the imagery into the minds of the American people? In that attack, over 3,500 Americans died, yet no one claimed that showing the video was promoting violence. It goes on from there, and I'm sure it's posted at Bright Eon and Natural News if you want to read the rest of it. But the point is very well taken and obvious. That, as I said, this is we are operating under the boot of a private enterprise. We have no freedoms. We have no constitutional guarantees. It's private business. And I do think that somehow, somewhere, some way, the internet is involved clearly with having crossed the line in terms of, well, monopolies, right? It's a total, absolute monopoly. The antitrust laws are on the books, but no one will touch them. So anyway, we're in worsening trouble, believe it. And this is just stage one. Anyway, there
yeah,
it is.
I mean, that's what they're doing. And if they cared about violence and filth, I mean, they would shut down Hollywood. So, you know, all you got to do is watch most Hollywood movies.
Horrible.
I mean, you know, give me a break. It's just, it's all about the message. It's all about the truth. It's all about, you know, are you spouting the oligarch line or are you opposed to it? Okay, it's just that simple.
Right.
This shooter in New Zealand was in Turkey. He was in Israel. He did a lot of traveling.
North Korea?
Very suspicious. North Korea, that's right. And they're basically, Sibel Edmonds put it really well. She said, you know, used to be back in the day, it was all about, you know, the communists, and so everything was justified since about 47. You know, we gotta do this. You know, Nicaragua, the Sandinistas, you know, it's the communists again. The Cuba, it's communists, the communists. And then, of course, you know, here comes 9/11, and all of a sudden, it's the Muslims. Well, now, you know, like Sibel was saying, she's in Turkey, and she lives pretty close to where this guy was. And I guess the day he showed up, the German embassy shut down because they had some legitimate threat. And the very day the guy showed up, and she's saying this next wave of what's going on is going to be against basically nationalism. know, it's going to go after the nationalists.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and that's a dirty word. See, nationalism, when you want to create a global
patriotism,
you know,
nationalism, now dirty words. You bet.
Dirty words. Yeah. And that's why they demonize those words and they demonize populism. You know, what's wrong with populism? My God, you know, don't you want to do what the popular will of the people? But no, all of a sudden populism is a bad word. So this is what's going on. You know, the American, gun-toting, red-blooded Americans stand in the way of the New World Order, and they hate us for that. And this state I'm in has probably more guns per capita than any other, and I'm really proud of that. And they hate us for that. So, you know, that's what they mean when they don't, you know, they don't like nationalism. They don't like populism. They don't like independent people. They don't like people that think for themselves, which is why the internet has been put upon us, because it's creating this cyborg mentality, everybody thinking the same, you know. And, of course, anybody that doesn't think the same, like you or I or Adams or any of these guys, they're going to go after them. I mean, they've taken down tons of my stuff off YouTube. They took down my whole website in 2014. They took Richie Allen's YouTube down. They attacked you with whatever that was. I mean, you know, it's just an ongoing thing.
Right.
And but the internet gives them, it's easier to control that information because it's just it's a flip of a switch. But you got to remember, if we didn't have the internet to use against them, none of us would be able to do what we're doing. And so, you know, it's just kind of this little song and dance you do, knowing that it's their territory. The internet is their territory. You know, if you don't know that by now, people, you know, and I know most listeners do, but you're naive. You're extremely naive if you think that that's somehow going to be some great beacon of democracy, or it's going to be fair, or it's going to be, you're not going to be attacked by trolls on Twitter. If you say the wrong thing, then you're wrong. Who are Hasbara and Mossad agents mostly? You know, then you're just living in a dream world. So it's their territory. So they put it out there to try to entrap us, brainwash us, mind control us. We have to just use it against them. That's what we're doing. So it's just going to happen. I mean, this is going to happen. It's going to keep happening. And we got to hope to get the beast to sort of overstep. And, it, you know, people see that enough. People see the overstepping too much. I mean, that's what you do in a revolution, man. You try to get the cops and the pigs and the military. You try to get them to come out and just get brutal on your ass and just, okay, so here, you want to see what these guys are? Here's what they are. And then the people might rise up. It's the same thing here. We just got to hope they overstep. We got to hope they overstep with this censorship, with this 5G, with this political correctness. And I think they are, actually. Because nobody in my neck of the woods.
Oh, how many people have they already?
I mean, they mock Facebook and the internet. Every radio station, just yokel local people. Huh. I mean, they just think it's funny. They just think, oh my God, what the hell? Well, we're not going to get 5G here. I'll guarantee you there's not going to be 5G here in West Plains, Missouri. It's not going to happen. Because these people are too suspicious and too smart and too independent. And they don't even like computers. You know, they're not. So I think there's a lesson in it, too. Don't get dependent on the computers to get your information out. Because there's a lot of ways to do it. We did it before. We'll do it again. You know, this isn't very old, you know. And you know, you just have to expect it. You just have to expect it. And again, we have to hope they'll just overstep to the point where people will actually see that and react to it. But they're after the nationalists right now. That's the new war. That's the new war. And anybody that's
nationalists. Remember, nationalism, pride of country, pride of culture, pride of achievements, accomplishments, no matter what country you are, they want to break down all the borders. They want a big pot of sludge.
That's right.
But
and
they want
destroying every single culture out there where they're sending these conditional cash cards, George Soros and the fake left and the social engineers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're destroying the cultures in Africa.
You know what they're doing? Dean, here, let me throw this out there.
Mm.
They always bitch and moan and scream about how we have to have diversity, right?
Right.
What more diverse can be, say, Europe, with all of the different cultures, all the different countries? Isn't that diversity right then and there? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Even the different states, even our different states, our state cultures here, that's diversity. So they're lying out both sides of their mouths.
They're destroying the diversity. They're not into diversity at all. They're destroying diversity. That's what's funny about it. The same people that tell you they want diversity and tolerance are the most intolerant people you could ever meet, and the most hateful people you could ever meet, and they're destroying diversity. Because when you flood a bunch of Somalis into Minneapolis to work at a meatpacking plant, you're destroying Somali culture. You're not helping diversity. You're destroying diversity. And then, of course, they flood all their trash and their Hollywood crap all over the world, and they brainwash people to think like the West. It's not really working, by the way. But, you know, they're trying to destroy diversity. They're trying to create a cyborg, transhuman being.
It's a polyglot.
A polyglot. There you go. And that's what they're working on. So, almost every word they use nowadays is 180 degrees from what the word actually means. That's what I've noticed. These Luciferians at the final stage here, they've gotten so deceptive. And almost every single word you hear that sounds like something, it's going to mean something else. I swear to God. They're so sick. And there is some sort of demonic Nephilim entity that they're plugged in with. And, you know, maybe something's coming our way. I don't know. But things are getting really strange. And you just got to hold the pole, and you got to call it bullshit, because that's what it is.
Yeah. It goes back to what you said, though. It really is 7.5 billion people. It's not even on the radar, the people that are running the show here.
No.
It wouldn't even make a little fleck on a radar screen.
That's the amazing part. Yeah, that's what's disheartening to me, I guess, you know, more than anything else. And even in the truther community or whatever, you know, it's like, which is half CIA, let's face it, you know. And, I mean, it's so infiltrated at this point. And what's not infiltrated is just egos and people focusing on minutia. And, yeah, I mean, it's like, can we just drop everything and shine a big old spotlight on that queen lizard bitch over there and get on with it? Fuck.
I don't get it.
Doesn't seem like it. Something else. And I don't know. I mean, when somebody's trying to kill you, I mean, wouldn't you defend yourself? Isn't that what you do when somebody's trying to kill you? And I'm telling you, who's trying to kill you? So don't. Isn't nobody interested in defending themselves and putting these people away? And it just doesn't seem like it. And I know it's a big target. I know they killed presidents. Oh, they killed McKinley. They killed Garfield. They killed Kennedy. They killed Lincoln. I know that. But so what? So what? Now they're trying to kill all of us. So once they're coming at you with the 5G guns blazing, like what they're doing already is not enough. 69 vaccinations before your kid's 3 years old or whatever. Glyphosate and everything you eat, spraying aluminum down on your head and making you an antenna. I mean, like, that's not degrading enough.
A walking biological antenna.
Yep. And now they're going to do this. And what are you going to do? Just sit there and be in denial about it? Like some third grader? Like, oh, no, it can't be the queen. I can't say the name of the queen. Yeah, you could say the name of the queen. I just did. And this is what, I mean, we just need to focus on this. We need to get some focus on this whole thing, man, because it's great. Everybody's got all these YouTube channels and all these shows and all these whatever, and I can write my columns and whatever. But you know what? If we don't start focusing, if we don't focus, pretty soon, it's too late. And everybody that's decent is going to be deplatformed, and, you know, it's going to be taken away, and we're going to be running like scattered flies again. But it's the same thing I've always seen. It's the same damn thing I've always seen, Jeff. Even before the internet, in the social justice activists, whatever, people trying to change the world, movements, it's so infiltrated. Man, it's so infiltrated.
Anything that poses or presents or suggests it's going to have any power or influence over the masses is immediately penetrated and either destroyed or taken over. Immediately.
Yeah.
Remember the Tea Party?
Yeah.
Gone. 6 months. Yep. Gone. Took it right
Occupy,
over.
Occupy, gone, everything. But, you know, that's why even in the protocols, as I am, they talk about this, and they say, we're not afraid of groups. We're afraid of that one individual who has the courage, you know, to change the world. And that's still true. And that's because they can't infiltrate you, Jeff Renz, and they can't infiltrate Dean Henderson. They can't get inside us and infiltrate us. They just can't do it. See, so, you know, stay autonomous. You know, we don't need some big movement. I'm just saying people got to focus. People got to be aware of where this is coming from and start talking about it. And where you go, just tell your neighbors, tell the baker, tell the grocery guy, you know, tell your family, obviously. Protect your family, people. You have an obligation to protect your family. I'm sorry. But I'm going to call everybody out and just say, at least protect your family and tell your family about this, what's going on here, and get them off the screens and don't let your kid have a phone at these. My God, you know.
Don't buy your 8-year-old a birthday present with a screen. You're killing them. You're destroying their mind.
You're destroying their minds. And it's not. And so people just got to. That, of course, is the other side of the equation on that. It's just people got to snap out of the tech addiction, because how are we going to stop 5G if we got a nation of tech junkies that want 5G?
I think the addiction, Dean, is actually more insidious and vile than most people can imagine. I think they're using protocols through EMF in that whole system that ensnares and entangles, if in fact it does not modify the person to make them more dependent. I mean, physically modify them somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about it. DNA, it's there. Oh, yes.
Definitely right. I absolutely agree. There's something in the protocol to make people addicted to it. And that's why every time you sit in front of a screen, you know, you're susceptible to it. And if you're on the internet, maybe even if you're not on the internet, you know, there may be something built into these LED screens even, you know. It's very sophisticated. You need a strong constitution and you need strong will. And people really just need to get lives again. You know, because the days of talking on the porch with your neighbors and going out to a coffee shop. You don't even go to a coffee shop. Why go to a coffee shop now? Everybody's just going to sit on their cell phones.
That's right.
Yeah, anyway, but it's not living. This is not a life. This is not the way.
Go to the coffee shop and eat your glyphosate and your aspartame and your herbicides and pesticides. Oh, God.
Jesus, you know, I'm telling you. But, it's the same as it ever was, huh?
Hey, it really is. There's nothing new under
really
the sun. The technology is different, but there's the ultimate. It's cause and effect. It's Pavlov. It's drooling. It's reflexes. It's reactive. It's taking proactive humanity and make it reactive to these stimuli, and they push the buttons, and the different stimulus pop up, and the people start to drool or whatever.
Yep.
And that's what they want. And I'm sad to say they've got it pretty well damn done.
Yeah, it just looks that way, doesn't it?
That doesn't mean anybody gives up, okay? But we've got to be realistic and understand our enemies. We've got to understand the enemy. This is such an antitrust outrage, the internet now.
Well,
it's beyond.
There's so many of those. I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, it's like, you know, I guess I was talking back and forth with somebody about government. Okay, well, you know, government has a role. And I said, well, look, I mean, government is not going to work anymore because the corporations own every single branch of our government.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's why it doesn't work. It's not that government's a bad idea. It's just that they've captured every branch of our government. So, you know, you fund the Ag Department, you're just funding Cargo. You fund the Energy Department, you're funding Exxon. You fund the Health and Human Services, you're funding Merck. You fund, you know, I mean, on and on and on. And so this is where the real left, like me, goes, okay, antitrust, break up the cartels. You can't fix health care with some half-ass Obamacare. You have to have single payer, which knocks out the insurance industry, the hospital chains, the drug companies, and everything. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to take the cartels and split them up first. Break them all up. And this is antitrust. And same in the ag field, you know, Cargill, break it up. ADM, break it up. Tyson, BP, break it up. Oil Department, Oil, Energy Department, all this for Horseman Oil, break them up. Citibank, break it up. JPMorgan Chase, break it up. Oh, my God, how many targets out there? This is what's wrong with the economy, and this is how we get to the point where these few people can control us even more now with the Internet, yes, and break that up, too. I mean, thank goodness, I was about fainted, but Elizabeth Warren's talking about breaking up Google and breaking up
Did she have a second beer, did she?
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus, okay. Old man must have lost money in the stock market last week. But anyway,
that's pretty
fine. Fine, good. Glad to hear it. No, that's exactly it. And then, you know, so antitrust. I mean, we have to do it. And You're right, and it's, and with the internet, we have to do it too, and especially, yeah, with these Silicon Valley companies, because it looks to me like Lockheed Martin seeded all this technology into Silicon Valley, and it's a military operation. It's just hiding behind.
Absolutely being run like a military op. You bet.
It's,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a so, you know, there's no other thing that needs breaking out more than that, and not only breaking out, but investigating who started all this, where it came from, the internet itself. We know it came from DARPA, but you know why it came about and all these things and go on. But no, instead we're going to launch 25,000 more satellites into space with SpaceX, Elon Musk, and Amazon's got this thing called, what is it? I don't know. Amazon's involved with the satellites now. It's all creepy.
Beacons. Beacons above us. Jeff Bezos.
Beacon, baby.
Bozo's Beacons.
Bozo's Bezos.
Yeah. Oh, I won't. Yeah, I will not call that. Yeah. That, anyway. All right. Enough. Thank you. Dean, you know, I think if nothing else, and I want all of you to pay attention to this, you've heard in this hour with Dean some of the most brilliant research. This man has done it. He's been there. He's seen it. And he's brought it back to share. All right. You've heard just a small fraction of his wisdom. So read his materials. Support his work. All right? Okay, brother, you take care of yourself.
Hey, brother, you too, Jeff. I appreciate that. Thanks very much. And
All right. Yeah,
take care. Stay strong. Watch your back.
You betcha. Good night.
Okay.
Dean Henderson. We will be back in a few.